The Sportscast, October 8th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, you can leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Listen to us on thesportscast.net or on our app, The Sportscast 1. No, The Sportscast 1 on Twitter and also on our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Please listen through. Last night, the Rams have overcome the Seahawks. The Seahawks were 9-0 on Thursday Night Football. The Rams cut that off last night. Russell Wilson got injured. Geno Smith, yes, he's still around, came back in, but it was not enough for the Seahawks to overcome the Rams. Rams did it, 26-17. And join us all the way from North Carolina, a man that said the Panthers will be great again, and they might be great again. D. White, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Appreciate it, man. Happy.
D. White, Carolina Panthers had so far a good season with Sam Darnold. They lost against the Cowboys, but tell us a little bit about your thoughts over the Panthers so far.
My thoughts are pretty much all over the place. Excited, yeah. Surprised, definitely. I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of shaken up about this whole trade that happened. I wasn't expecting him to be available to us, at least. But I'm happy about it.
So tell us about this trade. What happened?
So, Panthers traded what, a six-round pick for Stephon Gilmore. That was not expected. Especially since they said that they were going to release some Panthers, jump the gun, jumped over some other teams to do it. Always surprising, but it's definitely a move that says, you know, you're ready to win, and you're ready to win now. I feel as though they were already saying Green Bay Packers was like his top choice. And I've also read that he says he would have, excuse my background noise.
Okay. Sorry.
I read that the Green Bay Packers were a top choice, but I also read that, and I saw the interview with the Panthers that, you know, eventually he believes he would have come here, come home. But I'm not so believing that. I'm more so he would have come here, but not this early. He still wants to win championships. I don't believe we're a championship caliber team, but you know, one way or the other, we got him. He's happy to be here. We're happy to have him.
As D. White has said, Stephon Gilmore, coming from the Patriots, who was released a couple of days ago, is now joining the rising Carolina Panthers, I would like to say. A team that's shown promise under Sam Darnold and Matt Rhule. Now we're seeing the Panthers 3-1. How far can the Panthers go? You know, yes, you do have the Buccaneers right there with you guys on top, probably the favorite to win in with that division. But how far can this Panthers team go this season?
Well, honestly, we're the second best team in the NFC South.
Yeah,
the way it's looking. Buccaneers are pretty much an all-star team, it seems like. Since Tom Brady went there, they want to try to – they don't care about salary cap or anything. They want to win. So I don't see us beating Tom Brady, but I do see us surprising maybe one or two teams in the wild card. So that is my hope. Sneak one or two wins in the playoffs and – show everybody that we're a real contender.
With the loss with Dallas, of course, Dallas is definitely a team is full offense. Their defense apparently is pretty good now. Would you say there's a lot of tell in that game, or just the Panthers had a bad day?
I would say both. You can't discount the fact that we've had injuries, but at the same time, we still are a young team. We're not expected that we're going to beat everybody. we were hopeful. We're always going to be hopeful that we can beat anybody, but, you know, with a young team kind of banged up, I mean, one way or the other, we were gonna take a few losses. And for it to be Dallas, I mean, you can't sit here and say Dallas isn't a good team if everybody's calling them a playoff contender and all this stuff. So for us to actually play them and, you know, show some signs of positivity, it's always a good sign.
As I want to refresh you guys, the Panthers beat the Jets, they beat the Saints, then they beat the Texans, and then they lost against the Cowboys. The next game is this weekend with the Eagles, which we'll get to a little bit later in the show. Sam Darnold, D. White, so far, he's definitely gotten out of the Jets' cobwebs. What do you think about him so far?
It's looking like he's the real deal. Obviously, I'm treating Sam Darnold like he's like a second-year player. Even though he's had 3 years with the Jets, it's the Jets. They haven't had tremendous success in training or even retaining their own talent. So even when Adam Gase was in Miami, he's had really, I'm trying to use good language. He's had really bad luck with producing quality players, let alone quarterbacks. Sam Darnold had a really, really tall order against him, trying to bring that franchise back. And if your head coach is Adam Gase, you got like a 90% chance, and I'm being generous here, that you're going to have success. Well, no. You're going to have a 90% chance that you're not going to have success. Excuse me. And for him to get away from them and to actually come here and show, hey, look, it wasn't me. I mean, obviously, he's not saying that. He's just happy to be out, and he's trying to be positive about it. But if you can actually say that, you know, you came to another team and you started 3-1, regardless of who the teams were, they're still NFL teams. Anybody can be beaten. For you to come here and show that you actually have the talent, it's definitely a positive thing for you. And for the world to see that, you know, it wasn't him, that he does have the talent. Obviously, he has the talent. If he's leading the league in 5 rushing touchdowns, if one of his best receivers he's ever had is our second best receiver here, maybe third, behind DJ Moore and maybe Terrace Marshall. I mean, things are looking good for Sam Darnold. He's better than advertised.
D. White is saying positive things about Sam Darnold. It seems like he's here to stay, but hey, there's still 14 games left in the season. So looking forward to what's going to happen with Sam. Promising future. I cannot escape this question, but I wanted to get your thoughts over Cam Newton, who got released by the Patriots a few weeks back. What do you think happened, and where do you think he'll go next, or what he'll do next?
I think Cam's had a target on his back since entering the league. He's never gotten the respect that he needed. Even when he was going to the Super Bowl with us, people never really respected him. When I say people, I mean fans. The league has clearly loved Cam Newton. Players have clearly loved Cam Newton. They've all wanted to play with him, hence why some of them joined the Patriots to play with Cam Newton. He's always had a raw deal. He's always been the guy that, you know, he's a big guy. He can throw the ball. He can run. They're expecting too much of him. And when he gets hurt, you want to kind of throw him to the wayside. And I don't think it's a fair deal for him. He's always been one of my favorite players. And that's not just being a Carolina Panther fan. That's just being a football fan. He's always been one of my favorite players who can change a game and change a culture and show you that regardless of all of this stuff, I'm going to be me. I'm a human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to own up to them. And I'm going to just play football. And Cam Newton, he had a good deal, but a kind of raw deal there as well, because as soon as they drafted Mac Jones, the writing was kind of on the wall. He knew he was going to be able to show that he still has talent in the league, but I don't personally think Mac Jones is ready to start in the NFL, you know, over Cam Newton, because their record now is, what, 1-3? I believe with Cam Newton, he may have had 2 or 3 wins by now, but that's just me. I think Cam Newton, he definitely should be a starter somewhere in the league. And if not, you know, Carolina Panther fans, we're still enamored with Sam Darnold, but I don't think any of us would turn down bringing Cam Newton back, at least for, you know, a backup or in case Darnold gets hurt.
Somebody
needs to pick this guy up.
QBTI. And what if they don't? Do you think retirement is going to happen?
No. Cam's too competitive. He's still pretty young. I would say somewhere down the line, if a starter gets hurt, Cam Newton may be one of your top 2 or 3 choices.
There you have it. D. White's Cam Newton moment expressed. Still desiring him to come back. Still a likable person. Last night, the Rams overcame the Seahawks in Seattle. Russell Wilson got injured early on with a finger. Geno Smith came in. What are your thoughts over yesterday's game?
Oh, man. It sucks that Wilson got hurt. I believe the Rams quarterback got hurt as well. But I would never bet against Russell Wilson I won't bet against him too many times. Even with a finger injury, I'm going to expect Russell Wilson to come back a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and just show that he's still a dominant player. Geno Smith, I don't have that much confidence in. But again, we're talking about NFL caliber players. Anybody can beat anybody, especially with Seattle's head coach, especially with their team. They're full of veterans. Geno might be able to sneak a win or two until Wilson comes back if he misses any time.
Yes, last night Stafford finished 25 of 37 for 365 yards with a touchdown and an interception. And Henderson led the Rams with 82 rushing yards and a touchdown on 17 carries. Robert Woods had 150 receiving yards on 12 receptions. This NFC team, the NFC West, pretty much it looks like it's going to be the Cardinals, to win it. And, of course, the Rams. Everyone thought the Rams, but now it's the Cardinals. What do you think about this NFC West division? Do you think it's the Cardinals going to win it, or do you think the Rams still have a shot to take it over?
No, the Rams are always going to have a shot if you got Aaron Donald. So, Aaron Donald. I'm still thinking about my team. I'm sorry. Rams going to have always going to have a shot to win it, but it's pretty much the Cardinals' division to lose. I mean, they're stacked offensively. They still have J.J. Watt. I mean, their defense just has to meet the potential of the offense, and they'll be good to go. That's not a doubt in my mind. That's their division to lose.
Something that we'll definitely take a look at. And, as the season progress, we'll definitely see a clear winner for that division, of course. The Cardinals beat the Rams last weekend and in L.A., not in Arizona. So looking at the standings, NFC West, Cardinals are first, then the Rams, then the Niners, then the Seahawks. I do expect the Seahawks to bounce back after last night.
Oh, for sure. They're definitely going to bounce back. Not so sure about the 49ers, though.
Someone from Twitch asks, D, are the Cards really for real?
I think so. You got a nice young quarterback. You have too much talent in the wide receiver room. I mean, it's pretty much a pick your poison. Do you want to get beat by the wide receivers? Do you want to get beat by Kyler Murray? I mean, pick your poison. I think they're for real. I think they're not quite as high on the totem pole as, like I said, the Buccaneers, or they may get challenged by the Rams. But like I said, I think that's their division to lose. If they can beat the Chiefs, then maybe they can show that they're for real. But I think they're maybe higher in the second tier of the league right now.
Cheese-tastic stream. There you have it. D. White says he's the real deal. Make sure you follow us, subscribe, so you get some more notifications on the next show. All right, D, are you ready? Anything else before we head into week 5 predictions?
I'm ready, man.
Ready when you are. Okay, let's begin. First game, Jets at the Falcons, the loser game. What's going to happen there?
Falcons are going to win. Jets are going to start looking more towards next year. High draft pick.
There you have it. New York Jets. Do you like Zach Wilson in the Jets?
I do like Zach Wilson, but I believe it's the second coming of Sam Darnold. I think he's going to be surrounded by players that won't really get to progress the way that they would with the, not necessarily a contending team, but a team that's, you know, maybe in the middle, that all they need is a few more pieces. Jets are just in complete rebuild mode right now. I mean, they still need a bunch of players. They're dealing with a first-year head coach, even if it is Robert Saleh, who's a great defensive mind. He still needs a year or two to kind of build his brand of football.
Coach Saleh. All right, Patriots had a close game with the Buccaneers, surprisingly. Maybe because Buccaneers had no Gronk. But they're going to visit Houston. Houston had a good start, but has been falling through. They're 1-3. What's going to happen in Houston, D. White? New England at Houston.
That's a good one. I may give it to Houston. I think this one might be a close game, actually. I may give it to Houston, but again, Mac Jones may be able to figure it out. He is a young quarterback, and Bill Belichick, he has beaten every team at least once. So, even though I say Houston, but I might be leaning more towards the Patriots on this one.
What does your heart tell you?
My heart tells me Patriots.
So let's go with your heart or your mind.
That's a good question. I'm gonna go with the Patriots on this one. Patriots.
You switch to Patriots. Yeah, you can't deny it. I think we'll see more of Mac Jones. Are you a believer of Mac Jones? Is he here to stay?
I believe he's here to stay for this year and next year. And if he doesn't, then Bill Belichick is gonna upgrade.
He's
gonna get that Cam Newton treatment.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. The battle of NFC North, the Detroit Lions visit the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, who you got?
Lions.
That's a no-brainer. Jared Goff gets a win.
Lions.
Let's go. Eagles had a horrible loss against Kansas City in Philly. They're going to visit your Carolina Panthers. What's going to happen there, D. White?
Well, we're still thinking. We're iffy if McCaffrey's going to play, but even without him.
They need him for fantasy.
Yeah, they need him for fantasy. He's always, you know, one of your top two, maybe three picks. But if he doesn't play, the Eagles still have to deal with Hassan Reddick. Still have to deal with Brian Burns. Still have to deal with we have C.J. Henderson now, Dante Jackson, Jeremy Chinn. And that's just on defense. I think we have a good chance of having our bounce back game this week.
Carolina wins in Carolina with that 3D Panthers you guys have at the intro. Saints, at the Washington football team, Saints, a struggling James Winston. Washington, the overrated defense. Who you got there?
I'm going to go Washington for two different reasons. One, I'm a Panthers fan, and I'm not particularly high on the Saints. Two, again, like you said, Jameis Winston is kind of struggling right now. Their next best quarterback is a tight end.
you nailed it.
Washington football team, they have a great young defense with great veterans. If Jameis Winston was struggling with us, I believe he's going to struggle in similar ways with Washington.
Cheese Tastic says so Peyton hasn't let Winston loose yet. Sean Payton.
He's gonna learn that day. He's gonna lose.
Okay. Which Cheese Tastic says the Saints are gonna win that game in Washington. Tennessee Titans. Wow, they lost against the Jets last week. They're gonna face another bad team, Jacksonville, in Jacksonville. D, will there be surprises there?
I don't think so. I don't think Jacksonville's gonna win.
especially after what happened with Urban Meyer this week.
Exactly. They're having so much dysfunction with their head coach. I mean, I don't see that happening at all. I mean, even if Julio Jones isn't the player that he was in Atlanta, I think the Titans are just going to find a way to just get this done. This should just be another notch in the belt. Learn from what you've done in the past. Fix your mistakes against a team that, you know, their first-round pick is a quarterback who had never lost before. And now he's finally dealing with losses. He's dealing with a bad head coaching situation. He's dealing with players that don't want to be there because of that situation. It's just not a good time to be a Jacksonville fan right now.
Urban is the GOAT coach. I don't know about that. Maybe in college, but not in the NFL so far.
In college.
In college, he was a GOAT coach, not in the NFL. Hey, we know after 4 weeks, maybe. All right. Miami is going to visit Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I have received word Gronk will not be playing this Sunday. Does that change anything?
Oh, my God. That changes so much that it really doesn't matter. it's Miami. They don't have Tua. I mean, even if they had Tua, it wouldn't matter. Like, you're going against the GOAT. You're going against their whole team from last year. So, I mean, you couldn't beat them last year. I mean, even without Tom Brady, you probably still couldn't beat the Buccaneers. Sorry, Miami. Miami's a good place to live, but your football team isn't where it needs to be right now to beat somebody that's going to for sure compete in the Super Bowl again this year.
D, are you a believer in Tua? Do you think he needs more time, or you seen enough?
I'm a believer in Tua. I just believe they need to get more pieces around him. I will never, never bet against Aaron Rodgers. I've learned the hard way. Lost a couple hundred dollars doing that. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played in the NFL. Regardless of how this year turns out, I believe he's still going to be one of the greats. He's still going to compete for playoff positions. I don't think Cincinnati has enough defensively to outsmart Aaron Rodgers. Offensively, yeah, they got great young talent. Defensively, can you beat Aaron Rodgers? Don't worry about the other team. Can you beat Aaron Rodgers? Is he going to pick you apart?
Last dance for Aaron Rodgers at Green Bay?
For sure. He's not going to be in Green Bay next year.
I don't think so either. Okay, Broncos lost last week against Baltimore in Denver. They were exposed. They're 3-1. Pittsburgh has been exposed. Roethlisberger is a wounded animal. Can Denver pick up a win in Pittsburgh?
Yes. I'm on the – my mom's a Steelers fan. I'm on the train that Ben Roethlisberger maybe should have leaned more towards retirement I get that he's competitive. I get that he's, you know, a Pittsburgh Hall of Famer. He's the best quarterback Pittsburgh has ever had. And this is just me. This is not a Pittsburgh fan at all. And I don't think Ben Roethlisberger or Chase Claypool are going to be able to do much in this game. I think Denver is going to find a way to take them out and give Roethlisberger a good lesson in, you know, you're a little too old right now. You're a little too banged up. Just go ahead and walk away.
It's time to hang up the boots, sir.
Sure.
I would have said that 2-3 years ago, but no one likes me because I said that. But it's the truth. Truth hurts. All right. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields is starting this weekend. He's going to Las Vegas to play against the Raiders team, headed by a quarterback named Derek Carr, which he's been hot. What's going to happen in Las Vegas at Allegiant Field?
Oh, man. I think that defense is going to give Justin Fields all kinds of problems. If he can find a way to still find his targets, he may be able to have a decent game, but I think this may be a Raiders game to lose.
There you have it. I love like Vegas, man. Derek Carr, I love that guy. Good Christian guy.
Oh, yeah, he reminds me of Sid from Toy Story. But
true,
he's definitely an NFL quarterback. He's going to have his bounce back game this year. I mean, this week.
The Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield playing hurt, but he's going to play anyways. Going up against a Justin Herbert, who is hot right now with the Chargers. He's playing better with the Chargers than he did in Oregon. What's going to happen in SoFi Stadium this weekend, Mr. D. White?
I believe Baker Mayfield is going to that injury is going to get a little bit worse playing the Chargers. Justin Herbert is a great, great quarterback on the rise. He is going to find a way to make his team win, especially after beating the Raiders last week. He's going to give the Chargers another win. Baker Mayfield is probably going to get a little more banged up. They don't have OBJ. I mean, this is a Chargers game to me.
I agree. Chargers are looking good. Maybe the best team in the AFC West, but of course Kansas City has some time to turn things around. Let's go to the NFC East. The Giants, Danny Jones, visit a hot Dallas Cowboys. I don't know about you, D, but this game could be a tricky one. I could see Giants upsetting Dallas, but D, what do you think?
The second coming of Peyton Manning. I mean, not Peyton Manning. Eli Manning, excuse me. Daniel Jones, to me, should be a second quarterback on your team. I don't think he has enough to do it. I mean, I think they're going to try to depend on Saquon. And Saquon can't carry your team by himself. He could if you had a decent team. But, no, I don't think the Giants got enough to win this game at all.
Dak Prescott, Zeke, get the job done at home. NFC West showdown, Niners at Cardinals. Cardinals are hot. San Fran, hey, Garoppolo's injured, you know. It seems like an easy pick for that one. Does D agree?
Easy pick, yeah. I think this is going to be a game for Trey Lance to learn from, kind of get some experience from, but that's about it.
Sunday night, it was once considered, it might be still considered, the two best teams in the AFC. The Bills visit Kansas City. The Bills lost horribly last season in the AFC Championship game. KC looks a little bit weak this season, as far as I can see. Buffalo has had a great couple weeks. Can we see the away team, the road team, winning in Kansas City here?
I think so. I don't think Kansas City is weak at all by any means. I just think teams are figuring them out. Mahomes, he's a great quarterback, but I mean, if you take away Tyreek Hill, who's pretty much, he's a great wide receiver. I've had this conversation before. Great, great wide receiver. He's going to beat you over the top. If you can stop that, then, I mean, you just got to worry about the little dink and dunk throws. I think people are figuring out Kansas City. I think the Bills are too good to lose 2 weeks in a row. I think the Bills are going to find a way to win this game.
Do you think we'll see more Josh Gordon soon? I mean, will we see Josh Gordon playing for Kansas City? Because right now he's in the practice squad. But do you think we'll see him shortly?
I don't think so, man. He's had so many opportunities. It's like their wide receivers are already good enough. It's really no reason to let a young player lose his position over a guy that's had so many times to fix his mistakes and keep having to deal with the same issues. Stay on the practice squad till we figure out if you're for real or not. Then maybe, you know, next year we'll see about that. But for right now, no, keep your wide receiver a little the same.
So to confirm, you predict you predict Buffalo to win this one?
Yes.
There you have it. Oh, want to make a correction. The Jets and Falcons will be played in London. You picked the Jets. Does that change anything?
I picked the Falcons.
Oh, you picked the Falcons. Okay, my bad. Which I don't know, but I think the Falcons have a good record in London.
I'm not sure. I don't watch too many NFC South opponents, but I know they still have the same quarterback who probably was having a hard time the last few years. And they also have, what's their new tight end's name? I can't think of it right now.
I know. It's a Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts, exactly.
He's the only receiver they have. Great.
Yeah, I mean, they still have I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Mohamed Sanu?
I have no idea for most of their roster.
I'm kidding. Yeah, well.
So, but I know they still have a couple good players, and I don't know. I think they still find a way to squeak out this game because you can't discount that they still do have a former Pro Bowl quarterback. Even if he's having a hard time, I don't think the Jets are going to be able to do too much.
Well, there you have it. That is our NFL Week 5 predictions. D.Y. struggled with New England and at Houston, so I'm sure that's going to be a close game, right, D.?
I hope so. I don't want to look too stupid.
All right, poll question of the day and on our Twitter at TheSportsCast1. Who is your favorite superhero? Options are Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, or Captain America. D, which of these is your favorite?
Oh, man. Favorite superhero?
Yes, sir.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, probably.
Spider-Man.
He's more relatable. It's more true. He's going to give you all kinds of jokes. Not the kind of jokes that Deadpool are going to give you, but he's going to give you a good amount of jokes. So, you know, he's still human. Batman's just going to brood and he doesn't have any superpowers, so he's going to try to use some technology to beat you. Superman's just unfair. I mean, Captain America, he's cool. He has America's butt or whatever. But Spider-Man, hands down, better.
Yeah, you're right. Spider-Man will be the most relatable with the other guys. I know Superman and Batman, they're kind of like different in a way. One came from a rich family. The other one came from another planet, I think. Oh no, he came. He's from Earth, but got changed by something, by a meteorite.
No, he's
I
from
think.
Krypton. He's from Krypton.
Yeah.
One has all the powers. One has none.
And Captain America, I believe, he's a military man originally.
Oh yeah.
So. Oh yeah. Anyways. Sure. Batman is winning at 60%. Spider-Man and Superman are tied at 20. Captain America at 0.
Everybody wants to be Batman, but, you know, if I had that money, I'm not trying to be a superhero.
You can vote on our Twitter, TheSportsCast1, to make your vote count. Anyways, big week ahead. D. White, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the Carolina Panthers winning the NFC South?
Oh, man, you can always reach me on Twitter. I work a lot. I'm I am currently law enforcement. So I work 12-hour shifts, and when I'm not working, I spend most of my time in bed. But other than that, Twitter, you might be able to catch me on PS5 every now and then, but Twitter is the absolute best way to reach me.
SouthMills252, that's his Twitter. Check him out. He also writes articles out there, so he's definitely a pro Panther, Carolina Panthers, and definitely going to see the future. I like Sam Darnold, to be honest there. Still early. I like Matt Rhule. He's a quarterback coach, but now he's a head coach at Carolina. I like the 3D that you guys did at the intro. So,
oh, yeah. I love our coach. He's like our Ted Lasso. So
exactly. Great episode on Apple. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net on our website, on the interwebs, or on Twitter at thesportscast1. Looking forward to this weekend. A lot going on. There's baseball playoffs, NFL, of course, college football. And looking forward to the London game at 9:30 in the morning. D, will you be up that early watching football?
If I have to work, I will be up. I'm usually up at that time anyway. So
me too. You have kids. Of course you got to be up at that time. All right.
Oh,
D. White, always a pleasure. And I'll see you soon.
Always. Yes, sir. Y'all be safe. God bless, and enjoy this football season.